So, Chris, how's your face doing?
Why would you ask about my face?
I just assumed the Foo Fighters melted it off!
A modern podcast where Chris and Mike talk about TV, movies, superheroes, and everything in between. It's time for Superhero Slate!
Hello everyone and welcome to Superhero Slate, the show where we run down the latest superhero entertainment news.
We love TV, movies, and superheroes, so let's talk it all out.
My name is Chris Dillard.
And my name's Mike Royer.
And today's show is full of potential spoilers.
Potential, watch out, landmines all over the place.
Watch your step. Some new teases.
Uh-huh.
Casting announcements.
Ooh.
And more.
Ooh, okay. So, should we preface this spoileriness? I feel like people get really on edge when you say the word spoilers at the beginning of any sort of...
I think it's just one spot, and I think we'll cover it when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk about something you did this weekend.
What did I do this week?
You did periscoping.
Oh, yeah.
and how awkward that was.
Periscoping is the new. Everybody out there, if you don't know already, it's crazy. Like, there's so many like social apps popping up now that you just don't know why they didn't exist already. It's just no one ever built them out. Like, periscoping is just a live streaming app. I mean, we've had cameras on phones for years now. I guess maybe the internet connections just weren't good enough.
I think the bandwidth now can support it, because I've seen a lot of periscoping at like conventions.
Mm-hmm.
Like the prominent hosts and people there will periscope what they do on their downtime.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, we had Incubus out here at the Forum in South LA this weekend, and I was kind of going through the Periscope map, and someone was just periscoping the Incubus concert, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is illegal, but this is still pretty cool.
Yeah, that's one thing I've read about Periscope, is like the legality of it still kind of up in the air, because someone, when it first came out, someone like periscoped an entire like MMA fight that would cost like $70 to watch normally.
Oh man.
And someone else did it to it was something similar to that. Like there's just no way to watch it, cuz live streaming, like, it's not, YouTube can't match it against something that already exists.
Yeah, and you'd have to have some really smart algorithm or some really dedicated people to be going through those Periscope streams.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was watching a drive-in last night, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and I'm just sitting there the whole time, I'm like, man, why can't I just Periscope this?
Like, you
could watch it with me, but I'm like, well, they could just download a cam and probably get a better quality.
Well, from what I saw, it sounded like they wouldn't have gotten a very good view, because I think there was a hatchback in front of you.
Yeah, it wasn't just a hatchback car, it was like a Jeep, and...
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know. I hate going to the movies, but I love going to the movies. I hate it because of the people, but I love it because I like watching it in this theater environment.
Yeah, I believe at one point in time we had an episode where you talked about you hate movie snacks. They're always so loud.
Yeah. I've actually loosened up on that a little bit more lately. It's like cell phones and people annoy the shit out of me at movie theaters.
Oh my God, yeah.
So, oh well. But, I mean, Periscope sounds something like maybe we could try, like, doing a superhero slate Periscope eventually down the road.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
But, I mean, we'd have to probably use our individual Twitter handles, since we both probably couldn't be on at the same time.
Well, you know, if people pay attention at the end of the show, we do plug our Twitter handles every single time.
We do.
You can find us.
You can find us. And I think it'd be interesting to do maybe, like, a 30-minute live show or something on Periscope, but we'll figure that out later. But I thought that was kind of cool. I watched you and Quentin play the Walking Dead game, and I thought that was interesting because it's on a 360. Twitch isn't available just for streaming, so I thought that was really awesome.
Well, we discovered really quickly that I mean, I don't really know what the trends are on Periscope right now, but I think people are more interested in looking at people's faces than there are at a live stream of like a television, because we had two streams going. We had his phone and my phone. People seem to be more engaged in our faces. So
I think that's a big thing right now. Like, if you go to Twitch, like, a lot of people want to see people playing the game as well as the game. So if they'd been able to be like side by side, that would have been cool. But you know, technology limitations. Maybe one day when we're older. So
one day
when we're older. But yeah, so I mean that was really, I thought it was kind of cool. I stayed up like 3 extra hours just to watch it and harass you guys on there.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah, me and I'll give a shout out to Javier Jose. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was we were both not there, but we were both giving you hell. So
yeah,
it was worth that.
What are friends for?
I know. So let's jump into this news. How about it? It's first things first.
News. What kind of show is this? News. What are we talking about here?
I know. I don't have no idea. So the first thing is actually The Flash is coming back this fall, right? Season 2.
Yeah.
I love The Flash. I mean, again, to me, it's a Spider-Man television show, but with a guy who runs really fast. The tone feels like the early, you know, Raimi Spider-Man 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
The first official image landed this week, and it seems to have the gang all there. Really either confused or disappointed. I can't decide.
Well, they seem to be, I mean, they're in the lab, you know.
Yep, Star Lab.
You can see the Flash suit in the background. It seems to be the whole crew is there in full force, and they're looking at the other side of the desk at some sort of person. We don't know who it is. They're off screen. We got a pistol drawn. So there's a bad guy of some sorts in this room.
Yeah,
there's some threat.
And my first question is, Ronnie Raymond is not in this picture, the other half of Firestorm,
mm-hmm.
but we have his Professor Steinbert half here.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that it is Harrison Wells returned, not the bad Flash version, but like the real version of him. But I mean, I don't know. It's hard to tell this, but I'm kind of excited to see the show come back.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. I mean, we have to wait until I believe it's the very beginning of October. I think the 6th. Is when it comes back. So, unfortunately, it's not one of those September shows. It's one of those October shows. So we got a little bit to go.
Yeah, October 6th is what it is. So put your calendars down, October 6th. We also have two casting announcements for the show as mm-hmm. well. First up is a character called Jesse Thompson, or Jesse Quick. She's a brilliant but quirky college student who gets caught up in the battle between the Flash and Zoom.
Okay.
Zoom is a new character. We've not heard anything about Zoom
mm-mm.
yet. Professor Zoom was kind of like a reverse Flash in the comic books, I'm pretty sure. Like, Eobard Thawne was called himself Professor Zoom first.
Mm-hmm.
And then reverse Flash. So I don't know if they're going to... I'm pretty sure they're just going to give it to another character.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like...
Another speedster.
It seems like we don't have a lack of speedsters. We don't have a lack of villains, which is great. I mean, they're never really rehashing too much. So this is great.
Yeah, so it looks like we'll have Jesse Quick be a another speedster girl kind of added to the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Another character being cast is Takamak. I've never heard of this.
No, but I'm pretty sure you probably have to be a pretty DC faithful to pick up on some of these Flash villains.
Yeah, very, very C-list villains here. The actor is Damore Barnes. I don't know him either. He will play a charming but cocky scientist who was affected by the same particle accelerator explosion that created the Flash. No surprise there. When Caitlin Snow recruits him to join the team at Star Labs, he jumps at the opportunity to fill his destiny as a powerful metahuman. So he sounds like he'll be a friendly.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I mean, this is awesome. I mean, this is I want to say, our first real superhero show. Like, we've had really good comic book shows in the past. Like, I think Daredevil is an awesome comic book show, but The Flash is an awesome superhero show because they really bring the superheroes, and they're not afraid to bring in characters when they know that, you know, it's a TV budget and they kind of have to deal with the special effects and, like, oh, how well can we portray this superpower? I just like that they go for it. I mean, sometimes it doesn't look that great, but it's still fun, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, Flash doesn't shy away from the superpower people, especially mm-hmm. if they have the particle accelerator explosion to be their base for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of looking at older images of Takamak, he kind of looks like a Iron Man meets, like, Deathlok from Marvel.
Uh-huh.
So he's got, like, it looks like a some sort of, like, he's in, like, a big metal suit. But okay. I don't know. Either way, I'm not sure if the Flash will even make that what he looks like in the show, because mm-hmm. we'll take liberties. But, I mean, again, like you said, it's exciting. They're adding more and more people in there.
Yeah. Well, did you start watching the counterpart to The Flash? You told me that you might start watching Arrow. I don't know if you got around to it.
I have not. I started with Twin Peaks first.
Okay.
It's shorter. It's a much shorter show. It only had 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I am pretty much over halfway with that one. And those are hour-long episodes, so mm-hmm. I think that's the same. The Arrow's hour-long as well, right?
Yeah.
So as soon as it's done, I can pick up on Arrow and watch it. Even quicker because I'll be able to get it done during the day.
Yeah, man.
But
Arrow.
Yeah, give some Arrow. I'm gonna give Twin Peaks some shouts. That's a fucked up show in a good way. Like it's fun. Another show we're going to be watching is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, man. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I'm actually looking forward to Season 3.
Season 3, we have a new Inhuman character joining the show. They put a big press release out. That's where all this came from. And the Inhuman Lash, we knew he was coming as the villain, has been cast by former football players, now actor, Matt Willig.
Okay.
We have the image here. I'll put up. He was in. I think that's from. He was in Year One, the movie nobody watched. but he looks like he doesn't even need like CG or prosthetics to be Lash.
Yeah, he's pretty lashy. And if you're not familiar with the Lash, he looks like Blanka from Street Fighter.
Yeah, he's a huge Inhuman of a different tribe, not of the normal Inhumans. Mm-hmm. And he has the ability to like absorb the Inhuman, and like I don't know if he takes their power, but like gains their energies or something. But he also has a band of, you know, bad Inhumans, quote unquote, that he uses. He's newly created in the past like 2 years.
Bring on the baddies, man.
So I'm excited to see some of that. And also there's a new group called the ATCU, the Advanced Threat Containment Unit, which will be kind of opposing S.H.I.E.L.D. They don't have a comic basis that I know of. But they're gonna be definitely kind of pushing up against them, you know, trying to contain threats, whereas you know, S.H.I.E.L.D. might be trying to recruit them for their Secret Warriors team.
Yeah, I wonder if it's gonna be like a branch of the military trying to push back.
Oh yeah, probably. Most likely it's all military stuff. Mm-hmm. Especially since it's already acronymed out.
Yeah.
S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3 starts, I think it's September 29th. Mm-hmm. So we're less than a month away from that. I'm ready for that to kick off.
We're starting to get out of this summertime lull. I mean, towards the end of the summer, you really start to peter out. I mean, we don't really get any big blockbuster movies anymore, and TV doesn't start ramping up yet. So we've been spinning our wheels a little bit these last couple episodes, but man, we're just holding on for this TV show.
Yeah, I can't wait for TV season to start back up. That's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. Another TV series we're probably going to get next year, probably about a year from now, is Luke Cage.
Yeah, man.
On Netflix. They release a new synopsis for the show.
Oh, lay it out for me.
Well, I'm laying it on you. Luke Cage is a former gang member who was framed for a crime. In prison, he volunteers for a medical experiment that goes awry, giving him super strength and bulletproof skin. Using his newfound powers, Cage escapes and becomes a hero for hire. His archenemy is Willie Stryker, also known as Diamondback, a former childhood friend from Harlem. The two committed petty crimes together and both fell for the same woman, Reva Connors, which led to the eventual falling out. It was Stryker who framed Cage for a drug deal that sent him to prison.
Oh man, if there's a prison breakout scene, that's gonna be great. I love prison escapes from movies or TV shows or whatever they are, and I love heists too. So I want to see a prison break in this. Hopefully, maybe it'll take at least an episode for him to get out of prison, because I'd love to see him get out. But obviously, if he's super strong and he has bulletproof skin, it's gonna be really easy for him. So maybe it won't be as exciting as I think it's gonna be.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe he's only breaking out because he knows he's innocent. Again, I think that's the thing, is he's not a bad guy trying to escape prison. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy trying to escape prison. I think that's where it'll be.
He's a good time that doesn't have. He's a good guy that doesn't have time for due process. He's just gonna bust out and be like, "You guys can't stop me."
Yeah, so, I mean, most of this lines up with his comic book origin. He's framed for a crime in prison. He volunteers for this medical experiment that gives him his stuff. Pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they've cast the Willie Stryker or Diamondback character yet, but it sounds like this will be kind of one of those kind of gang, like, mob kind of storylines, like trying to get him back for something that he did to him.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm excited for Luke Cage. We're going to get a lot more. He's already cast. He's going to show up in episodes of Jessica Jones. So, I mean, we're going to get our first introduction to him here in a couple months. So
Yeah, these Netflix shows are on full steam. They're not going anywhere. We're going to get some awesome stuff.
Yeah, a lot of people are clamoring for Iron Fist to get some news, and me too.
Oh, man, yeah, Iron Fist, I think way back when everyone got this news at the beginning, everyone, they're like, if they were ranking these, it was definitely Daredevil and Iron Fist were their top two, so.
Right, and Iron Fist has a good opportunity to do a kung fu style show, martial arts and stuff like that. So I was talking to my cousin last weekend, big Iron Fist fan, big martial arts guy, and he was like, you know, I want to see him like do stuff kind of like fights in the Matrix kind of style fights.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So we'll cross our fingers that they get those.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look up, do some research on some standalone Iron Fist stories, because I've only ever seen him in other people's storyline. So I'll have to pick up some standalone Iron Fist before a show comes out. But it sounds like I got some time.
Yeah, and also there's our standard siren sound coming from Mike's microphone.
We'll just have to see if we can check the box of a train coming through your
right.
backyard.
If we don't get a siren or a train, like it's a weird show. So
well, you can just get a sound effect of a train, just rip it off somewhere online.
Just put it. They have that effect in Final Cut for editing. So maybe during that part of the show, I can just add like a train passing by.
Yeah, but I think you should do like an old steam train. So it just really dates. It really dates the podcast.
Like Steamboat Willie style. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
So, here's some good news I got for us. Age of Ultron is coming to Netflix in September.
Whoa. Okay, that's official. I don't even really need to buy it if it's coming to Netflix.
Right. So that's really weird. It doesn't come out to buy till October.
Wow.
That's digital,
big.
The digital is available starting I think next week on or 2 weeks on like Amazon and iTunes and stuff like that to buy. Mm-hmm. But this is straight up coming on Netflix in September. Like, that's quick.
This is a huge deal, and I'll tell you why, even though it's probably pretty obvious. So like I just said, if this is coming out to stream, I mean, quote-unquote, basically pseudo for free, I mean, because I think people just assume that they budget Netflix into their paychecks no matter what, so yep. It just seems like it's free. So, I mean, you're getting Age of Ultron, why go out and buy it? I mean, I really want to listen to the director's commentary, so, you know, I might go out and buy it. But, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, That's Disney.
That's a bold move, is what
yeah,
it is.
That's Disney and Marvel saying, we are not really expecting to make money off of this coming out again. I mean, I'm sure they got a nice chunk of change from Netflix, but
well, see, I don't think it's that. I think they're gonna sell it, but I think there's probably still like to combat piracy.
Yeah,
is the
I mean,
problem. Like a lot of like I don't know if you know this, but in like other countries like Korea. Like, a lot of them release it probably a month after the movie comes out on, like, it's a not a full DVD make, but, like, it's, like, a cheaper DVD to combat piracy, because they can sell those rather than people trying to download copies.
I gotcha.
So I think this might be a way to combat piracy, but what's confusing is no other Marvel movie I know is on Netflix right now.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's starting a trend, because I've noticed Netflix is always very cryptic about when a movie is going to leave and when it's going, when it's coming, just all of that kind of stuff. And I've noticed some studios will have popular movies on there, but they'll take them off maybe a couple months to a half a year before the new film comes out. So I don't know. I guess maybe it's there's someone thinking like, oh, okay, the next Hunger Games movie is about to come out. Let's take the Hunger Games off of Netflix, so if people want to watch it before the movie comes out, they'll go out and buy it. But this is just a totally different thing. Maybe it's a trend where Netflix will be the first place people will get to rewatch these movies.
Yeah, and I just pulled Netflix up here while you were talking, and like the only thing we can watch is S.H.I.E.L.D. and Daredevil and then the cartoon shows.
Mm-hmm.
There is no other movie on there, and I remember I used to watch a lot of like Marvel movies on Netflix, especially the Avengers.
Yeah, at one point in time, there definitely was the Avengers. It was like the number one highest rated, top recommended thing for months in my queue. There was the first Iron Man. There was
Captain America.
Captain America was there for a long time. So, yeah, I don't know. It'd be nice if we could kind of get something that's more predictable.
Right. And Marvel and Disney and Netflix all have really great, you know, working relationships with each other.
Mm-hmm.
There are tons and tons of Disney movies on there. Like, the old cartoon Disney movies.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see those kind of pop back up there. I mean, not that I don't own them digitally already, but it's just nice to have them available.
Yeah, it'll be curious. It'll be curious to see how long Ultron will stay on Netflix, really.
Yeah. So, Captain America Civil War. This is harkening back to the spoilers we were talking about earlier.
Okay, so lay it down. So we had some news pop up. I guess it was official slash not official. I don't know. Let me know.
So this week, first off, Civil War news. There's another Spider-Man character to have filmed scenes for Civil War.
So
that's not just Spider-Man.
Okay, so we're talking possibly maybe like a Jay Jonah or a Black Cat or a Mary Jane.
Well, it's not. I don't know if I can say spoilery, but it's someone who we already know was cast for Spider-Man.
Oh, who else has been cast?
Marissa Tomei.
Oh, so Aunt May possibly.
Yeah, it's definitely Aunt May has filmed scenes for it.
Okay.
But that was just a little fun bit. But the rest of it is we now have the teams available for Civil War.
Oh, yeah. See, this is what I was avoiding. I don't know if it was last week or the week before.
Yeah,
I
talked it was last week. You were going to put money down
on Yeah, these. Like I thought it would be fun to do like a ranking to see if we could guess who would be on whose side. But I guess it's kind of popping out. And now is it official?
Well, that's where it's a really funky line here. So it was leaked by a site, comicbookmovie.com. Mm-hmm. But Jeremy Renner also posted the same images on his Twitter.
Okay.
And he's been in the movie, right? Like, he knows. Yeah. The movie's done filming. He knows everything in there. So it showed off some new costumes. So he posted his costume and this two pictures of the sides. And, you know, he's pretty... He's like, these are pretty much it. So he's got them on his Twitter. We're not going to talk about them, but we do have a link in here to Comic UI, some self-plug there, that talks about these posters and who's on what teams and who's missing from the images, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if you really want to know, you'll go out there and find it. But I think we can talk about it in official capacity once it comes out in a trailer.
Right, or for Marvel, maybe Marvel will release something on their website or Twitter or whatever they have.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's confirmed. I mean, it's stupid to say this and not going to happen, but we're going to get a trailer before the end of the year. That's a no-brainer. Yeah. So, and I believe that trailer will have some of the footage that they showed at D23 in there. So we're going to get an idea of what the sides might be shaping up to, and we'll talk about it when we see it there.
Right, and something interesting is that after this, immediately after these things posted, a GIF or JIF or however you want to fucking pronounce it, I don't care, came up of the D23 footage.
Mm.
And I sent it to Mike.
Yeah?
Because it's blurry and pixelated as hell. You can't really tell what's going on in it.
Yeah, there's a very specific scene where you get, like, camera left, Iron Man running, camera right, Captain America running, and they have their squads with them running at each other. But the GIF is, like, so low quality and so blobby that it just looks like blobs behind Captain America and blobs behind Iron Man. So you can't even really identify. So that's the only reason why I watched it.
Because, yeah, I wanted Mike to see it, I mean, just to talk about it, but, like, it's even hard to talk about. But Civil War, we now know the sides. I mean, I'm very well informed on this. Mike is not. Mostly because I wanted to see if it matched up with all the other rumors coming during the production, right? And the stories. And it definitely does. The thing I would say, if you're interested in this, there is a character on the teams that I had no idea would actually be on the teams.
Oh, wow. So a character that you thought wasn't going to be in the movie at all?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
And it's in a very, very good way.
See, now this is exactly why I don't want to see these releases. I'd love to see that reveal ideally in the movie, but obviously that's not going to happen. But I'd love to see it in a trailer. I want to be surprised. So I think I want to align myself to these trailers more. So
yeah,
when the trailer drops, I'll be excited.
And if we're on the same path as the Age of Ultron trailer, which released the same weekend, mid October, 15th through the 22nd is when we should get it.
Yeah, I bet. You know what? It's probably going to show up during an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I bet. They're going to try to premiere it there.
Yeah, that seems to go well. So, yeah, Civil War, we know the teams. I can't take any bets from Mike now, but, I mean, I can... If he ever wants to tell me, we'll write his down. And
yeah, I could still make a list. I could still make my own list. Maybe I'll do that. I'll make sure to do that.
Can we talk about the Hawkeye costume you looked at? One of our listeners, Game Gloss, commented on our YouTube thing about Hawkeye's costume.
Mm-hmm.
Before this was even posted, talking about how he wishes it was more purple instead of red. Because the red is from the Ultimate Universe. His look is taken from the Ultimate Universe, which is my favorite. But they've adapted that more and more to his 616 look.
Yeah.
In Age of Ultron, he had the longer coat with those, and it's more purple now, as you saw, right? I like the purple. I mean, there's nothing special. It doesn't stick out, you know, as hugely different.
Yeah, it looks good. I mean, you were kind enough to send me the photo with his head cropped off, so I couldn't see his allegiance. So I'm guessing his allegiance is somewhere connected to his head. So
no, but I cropped the image enough so you couldn't get anything around it, just in case.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah, but I mean, it looks cool. I love the purple look. It reminds me more of a Matt Fraction's vibe to him, and I love that. I love that comic series. So yeah, I'm totally okay with this. I like how Hawkeye has the most. Like, it's Hawkeye and Black Widow have the most drastic looks that change throughout the movies, and I think that's really awesome.
Yeah. So, that's really exciting. So I'm excited to see this Hawkeye costume in action and what he can do with it. Hopefully, there's something built in we don't know. Those are always a cool thing, how they upgrade the tech every film.
Yeah.
But who knows? I'm excited. I'm thrilled. Civil War come our way, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 2016. Woo! So instead, let's talk about Doctor Strange, another later 2016 movie.
Yeah, what's going down with Doctor Strange?
Well, what is going up must come down. They have Mads Mikkelsen eyed for the villain of this.
Okay, now he was in Casino Royale, wasn't he?
I believe so. Yes. Yeah. He is currently on Hannibal, which is ending its series.
Yeah. Okay.
I like to see him as a villain in a Marvel movie. I think he'd be a great Marvel character.
He was an effective villain in Casino Royale, so I'm looking forward to it.
And Hannibal gets great reviews. People rave about that show. And
yeah, I've heard good things about it.
And I think he plays Hannibal Lecter in it, actually. So I think he could get that someone psycho down pretty well. It's just in his eyes, I think. So I want to see him in Doctor Strange. I mean, can we agree on that?
Yeah. Okay. We're agreeing.
I don't know where else to put him. We can put him in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, zing. Segway,
which is now filming in February, according to James Gunn.
Man, February. We got a little while to go.
Right. I remember when Guardians of the Galaxy was filming. That's when I started getting into leaked images and stuff like that for comic UI. But it's hard to, because we know a lot of that CG.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff. But I'm kind of interested to see if they change anything about their costumes in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 compared to what we saw in the first one.
Yeah. You know what I'm really curious about? I wonder at one point in time and when the Guardians will make it back to Earth. That's what I want to know.
Just in time for an Infinity War Part 2.
Yeah, well, I don't know. There's a good chance that maybe the Infinity War could go out into space. I don't. Maybe Tony will build a giant spacecraft for him and fly him out of orbit.
It'd be interesting. I mean, I don't know if Tony would need to build them a spacecraft. I think what they have is well beyond his knowledge. But again, I think Volume 2 says to focus more on fathers, and maybe, you know, come third one, he'll have to come back to Earth to find Peter Quill's heritage.
Yeah.
But also, they said that Vin Diesel will be Groot again, which we kind of all knew anyway. So.
Yeah, I guess it would be easy to replace him. I mean, they could really just reuse the audio from the first movie, but it's cool that he's coming back.
Yeah, he did a great job. One of the great voice action performances, I guess. So, Blade.
Ooh.
We've talked about Blade before. Coming back as a Netflix series or something. The rumor is that, you know, we've heard Wesley Snipes meeting with Marvel, that the next movie or whatever series or whatever they have for Blade is to focus on his daughter.
Oh, that Fallon would be cool. Gray. That would be cool. I've heard his daughter is a relatively new creation.
I don't think she exists in the comics yet, and she won't until this fall.
Gotcha.
And it's kind of like one of those Spider-Gwen Stacy kind of deals. But, I mean, it's the daughter of Blade, and her name's Fallon Gray, and Wesley Snipes would be the mentor.
Oh, yeah, I heard a little bit of this earlier this week. Yeah, I think originally the series was supposed to come out sooner, but the studio was really interested in the story, so I guess they kind of wanted to possibly get their hands in on it, maybe try to gear it towards some sort of screen adaptation.
Are you talking about the comic?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, the comic is waiting for Secret Wars to end.
Yeah,
gotcha. They haven't really released anything new other than just straight Secret Wars titles since May. So I think that's what they're waiting on. But either way, I'd watch this Blade movie.
Yeah, this would be really, really cool. I can only ever think about Blade and kind of his isolated world, because vampires and the undead is just like this whole other realm. And it's hard to imagine him meshing into any other character's story. So I would be more curious how they would do that. You know, it's kind of bizarre to think of him like on a team like the Avengers, like fighting for the Infinity War. Because I only picture him fighting vampires. So I don't really know how he fits with other characters.
Again, back to the point before, Doctor Strange is coming. That's going to bring some mysticism and some magical points and mm-hmm. possibly even vampires. Or you know, even Spider-Man is, you know, he's a mix of spider and human DNA, and one of his main villains has always been Morbius, the living vampire.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot of opportunities for that to open in the end. I don't think he'll get a movie.
Yeah, TV series seems more adaptable for this type of character, and plus it would work really well for TV because he has a pretty grounded set of powers. I mean, it's mainly fighting. I mean, there's some fantasy acrobatics going on, but there's not like energy blasts or excessive flying or anything like that. So it's really grounded.
I would see it on Netflix and get that R rating.
And
just be one of those series that they add on to the Netflix roster.
Yeah, because the original Blades, they were rated R, weren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, it would be kind of weird to be like, oh, we're making a new Blade movie, but it's PG-13.
Mm-hmm. Mostly for the gore, but
yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, TV series, Netflix, I'm on board with it.
Yeah, I'd watch it. Would you watch Gambit?
I don't know.
They've offered Lea Seydoux the leading female role.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about different people, you know, being in this, and they have apparently offered her the main lead as a girl. So
man, the jury is still out on this movie. I mean, it's kind of weird because I feel like if you get a talented writer and a talented director, you can make anything good. And I mean anything. It doesn't matter what the story is. I mean, we'll bring this up a little bit later, but especially with video game movies, I mean, you can make anything, any video game a movie. I mean, hell, no one thought the Lego movie was going to be good until you gave it to a good writer and a good director. So, you know, the Gambit can be good, but do I think it is? I really don't know.
Yeah, it's really, really too early to tell. And this movie has less than a year to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's July of next year or August of next year.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Rupert Wyatt is a director. We need more. But I think Lea Seydoux, again, she's in the new upcoming Bond film. She was in something about the color blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's the warmest color or something. I get it confused with the orange is the new black, but blue, I think blue is the warmest color or something like that. But she's a great actress. She was actually in Grand Budapest Hotel, and I rewatched that last week.
Oh, that's cool.
But I think they're putting some star power in it, getting some good actors, and hopefully they can pull that out.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Unlike Fantastic Four,
which couldn't pull anything out.
Tell us how you really feel. So
the taste still isn't out of my mouth.
Yeah, apparently not. So Steve Jung, a concept artist who's done lots of concept art, has some concept art for Castle Doom on Planet Zero.
So is this what could have been or what a sequel might have?
This would have been in the very first early drafts of the movie. Doom had set up a castle on Planet Zero. And this concept art we're looking at here is what Planet Zero would have looked like. And the Doom's castle, you know, because he's Doom, he has a castle, right? Mm-hmm. What it looked like. And, I mean, you talked last week in depth about what the main, you know, one of the early versions of the script was as well. Mm-hmm. But, again, this concept art's not bad. I would have liked to see Doom have a castle.
Yeah, and as you can see in the background, too, you can see planets and a sun and stuff. It makes it seem more cosmic and less dimensional, because we really never got a good description on what this dimension was.
Yeah,
so
even though they called it a planet.
Yeah.
A fun thing is, if you kind of look closely on the ground there, the texture for the ground is actually cigarette butts that the concept artist was required to take a picture of from Josh Trank.
Okay.
And use that as the consistency for the ground in the movie.
All right.
So, whatever. Oh, well. Got some bad news about Man of Steel, too.
We talked about this last week. Do we ever get good news with Man of Steel?
I don't. The first one wasn't horrible. I'll give it that.
I know what? I really need to rewatch it. I think at some point in time, I think maybe before Batman Superman comes out, I'm going to sit down with Man of Steel again. I'm going to go in just really trying to give it what it deserves and just see what happens.
Well, I mean, that's the shortest DC Cinematic Universe marathon you'll ever have since it's just that movie.
Uh-huh.
But Man of Steel 2 is permanently on hold as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
George Miller, as we talked about last week, is still to direct some DC Cinematic Universe movie, but he's kind of gets the pick of it, I think.
Hmm.
And apparently it's not Man of Steel 2 as of yet, but it very well could be.
Okay.
If it's not Man of Steel 2, what DC movie would you like to see George Miller direct?
Well, I go through the idea of picking this by George Miller makes pure gold because I loved Mad Max Fury Road. So I basically want him to take an awesome character and make him even better. So why not have him do The Flash? That'd be super rad.
It'd be interesting, yeah, Flash. I'd like to see the Green Lantern Corps movie.
Oh, okay.
Mostly because I don't know what it would look like, and I think he would be able to bring some style and substance to it like he did in the Mad Max franchise. Mm,
gotcha.
But, yeah, so bad news about Man of Steel 2. I'm not too bummed, but whatever.
Yeah, we don't even really know how, like, when it was going to come out, how it's going to fit in, so it's kind of hard to have emotional opinions on it yet.
Yeah. Suicide Squad has wrapped filming. Another okay. movie that is done within the same time frame as everything else.
You know what's funny? We had we just had that crazy run of Suicide Squad news for like half of the life of this show. Then all of a sudden it just dropped off for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, so it's done filming and Jared Leto cut off his green hair.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if he shaved it off. He took a picture of some green hair on the ground that he cut off. I don't know. Could have been pubes for all we know. But
he's a method actor. He goes all over.
Joker's pretty crazy, but that's done filming. I feel horrible. There's a bunch of movie people who are probably out of a job right now because all these big, you know, summer action movies just got done filming.
Well, hopefully they got a decent enough paycheck.
Yeah, or maybe there's some other small movie they're filming that mm-hmm. now. But so Suicide Squad, that news is probably going to drop off until we start seeing some more. Actual official releases from that since everything's done filming.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about Star Wars? Mike, you like Star Wars?
Star Wars!
He does like him some Star Wars. So, this is a potential spoiler thing, but we're leaning towards non-spoilers, and we're going to get into this here in a second.
Well, it's mainly because all of this was official, like came out of official sources.
Yes. So, first off, Kylo Ren, the main guy with the lightsabers, he's not a Sith.
Hmm. What are we supposed to take away from that? What is he supposed to be then?
He operates under Supreme Leader Snoke, played by Andy Serkis.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are presuming Snoke is Darth Plagueis,
mm-hmm.
The guy who was like the I guess the first Darth over Darth Palpatine, whatever his name was. I can't even think of it right now. Sidious. So, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I think he might be trained in the Sith ways, but has mm-hmm. not reached that level, kind of like Asajj Ventress is in the Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the Clone Wars show?
No.
I recommend it. It's a great show. Asajj Ventress is trained by Count Dooku to be kind of like, I don't know, a protege, mm-hmm. but she's not a Sith. She has two red-bladed lightsabers. She can use some Force stuff, but she's not quite Sith level because there can only mm-hmm. be two.
Well, I think this Kylo Ren news kind of ties in with this last bit of Star Wars news that we're about to talk about, so let's bring that up and then I can give you my theory.
Okay, so a new trailer or teaser video, a very short teaser video,
yeah,
like 15 seconds, was released on Instagram.
Yeah.
And this is a big deal because this is the first video on Instagram that is not square. that was the whole point of tying this together.
Uh-huh.
Was Instagram now supports widescreen video, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, it shows our main man, Finn, lighting mm-hmm. up a blue lightsaber.
Whoa, in the forest, right next to Kylo Ren. So this is huge because this is how I'm going to lay this out. Okay, so Star Wars, this next movie is called Force Awakens, right? So I think we're going to be getting just new people connecting to the Force that aren't used to it. So We know Finn from earlier in the trailers is all decked out in Stormtrooper armor. So I'm just going to go ahead and assume that he's a Stormtrooper. And Kylo Ren is apparently not Sith. So we're talking about two characters here that are relatively younger, sporting lightsabers that are not necessarily Jedi and not necessarily Sith. So I like the idea of possibly these two characters that are they're basically amateurs. They're trying to mature into the role of becoming a Jedi or becoming a Sith. So I like that idea. That's really cool, and it really ties into with the title, The Force Awakens.
So that's a great theory, and that makes a lot of sense. I want to throw in also, the lightsaber Finn is lighting is Luke's lightsaber from Episode 4 and 5, the one he drops down the sky planet thing.
Oh, so what was there like a deep analysis done on the hilt of the lightsaber to figure that out?
Yep. Some people took it and look at it and matched it up to Luke Skywalker's missing lightsaber from The Empire Strikes Back on Cloud City, Bespin.
Man, you can always trust the super fans to figure this stuff out for us.
Yeah, I mean, I go frame by frame, but I mean, they like zoom in on that shit and like make 3D models and renders, and they get into it. But through an official channel, we don't count that as a spoiler, but that's awesome. He's also on the poster released at, I think right beforehand that we showed last week, holding the blue lightsaber. So, I mean, it's not really that far of a stretch, but they're both in that snowy forest. I don't think this is the final battle. I think this is, like, maybe the first time they meet up or the second time they meet up.
Yeah. Man, I'm really... What do you think about the way these lightsabers look? I mean, they're looking less smooth and, like, light bulbish as we've seen in the other movies.
You mean, like, better or worse?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
I think...
I mean, we've seen our second lightsaber now, so...
I think these lightsabers are way cooler.
Oh, yeah.
What happens is, again, I watching too much Clone Wars, is that there's a little crystal in the hilt of those that... And there's a knob you use to adjust how long and like powerful your lightsaber is, like how solid it is. And these actually look more like light beams being shot out of a hilt rather than just a big light stick people are hitting each other with.
Yeah, I just love it. They look so raw. They look so
raw
brutal.
Is the exact word I was thinking of.
Oh man, we're so on top of it.
We are in a golden era of Star Wars. And I don't think this will turn into another Phantom Menace scenario. Because, if you look at people did not think the original Star Wars was going to be good. Then people, thought, oh, my gosh, Phantom Menace is going to be awesome. And, those kind of flip-flopped. Yeah. So
I'm giving full trust to JJ here. Actually, we're starting to get really close to December. And now I'm starting to get a little worried. And this is why. I want to make sure that I can get those Star Wars tickets as soon as possible. Because this is a huge movie. These day one, midnight, first showing tickets are going to go quickly, especially out here in a city like this. So I'm just trying to make sure I'm on top of it. I got to see this movie as soon as possible. I'm not going to wait a day. I'm not going to wait the weekend. I'm not going to wait till Sunday, till things cool down. I want to be in the first showing that I can get in to get the Star Wars into my eyes.
So, fun fact, Star Wars is taking over IMAX for a full month.
Ooh.
The Force Awakens is taking over every IMAX screen in America for a month.
Now, I don't know if this was official or I just haven't been paying attention, but was this given a 3D release?
I don't think so.
I'd be really curious because my biggest pet peeve is I would love to have the opportunity to see movies in IMAX as long as I didn't have to put on 3D glasses. Like, I want to see...
It will be IMAX 3D.
Man, I wish there was a way I could search movies that would just play it in IMAX. I know that they want to do it in 3D to get those extra ticket sales, but I want to see flat movies. I'm tired of 3D movies. I'm done with them.
I think it's just IMAX 3D, judging by what I'm reading here.
Oh, okay.
Because when I type in 3D, it just shows IMAX, IMAX, IMAX. But who knows? I want to see it raw, like you said. Mm-hmm. Like
raw.
I don't want to see 3D, like... post-production stuff. Sure, it's cool sometimes, but I can't see it. I'm blind in one eye. So I don't know. I'm gonna avoid 3D like the plague.
Mm-hmm.
So
like Darth Plagueis.
Yes, like Darth Plagueis. What is weird is I actually went and watched when they re-released The Phantom Menace in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Simply so I could just watch it again in a theater, but. It was 3D. Oh, well.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. So what about Rogue One, a Star Wars story?
What about Rogue One?
Grand Moff Tarkin is to reappear, since this takes place before Episode 4.
All right.
They're cool. Here's the thing. They're fully recreating him through digital means.
Ooh. Okay.
So he's a big creepy guy at the beginning of the Star Wars who Vader answers to. He's got the real sunken in cheeks and
skinny face.
Yeah.
You can see his skull.
They had a younger actor portray him at the end of Episode 3, but for this one they've taken all the footage of Tarkin in Star Wars and other movies actually and rebuilt him from the ground up as a 3D or just like a CG model.
Yeah, that's so crazy how that's an option now. I mean, that used to just be like the last ditch effort to like if for some reason, unfortunately, your actor died or something like that, or you needed to make them look younger. But now it's like they're like, oh, yeah, we can just totally do that now. You know, computers are just there.
Right. Yeah. It's like, well, I mean, we can, you know, hire an actor and prosthetic him up, or we can just CGI him from scratch.
Well, I never got to see the new Terminator movie, but how did the younger Arnolds look in that movie?
The newest one wasn't too bad. The one before it, the fourth Terminator movie, wasn't that good.
Oh, okay.
They've come a long way over the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you go back and look at, you know, Professor X and young Ian McKellen in X3, compared to what they do now, it's a whole different world.
Mm-hmm.
So... So I'm excited for that. What about Assassin's Creed? You like Assassin's Creed?
Man, this is interesting, the news that we got going on here, because I've only played part of the first game, but I got enough of what the story is like to be interested.
So I played the first game and some of the second. I did not like the first. It was too repetitive. A lot of people agree with me on that.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have the movie, Assassin's Creed, the movie coming out, starring Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
As the main character, and our first image has released of him in his old garb.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is not the same character from the games.
Mm-hmm.
However, it is still in the same universe as the games.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just looking at this, I shared this on Facebook, and I had a lot of positive reaction.
Yeah. So, I can go ahead, and I'll tell you why. If you were asking, or if you weren't asking, I'll tell you anyway. I'll tell you why this is a big deal. So, most people just shrug off video game movies because they've all been bad. They've all been bad. So, we want to know why should this be any different, and I think it's purely because it's Michael Fassbender. I mean, he could do any movie he wants to do. He's not dumb. He can go on Google, or he can have his agent tell him, hey, video game movies have bombed and done horrible. So maybe you shouldn't be doing this movie. He's just like, no, I'm Michael Fassbender. I'm going to do what I want to do. The nerds love me. I'm going to be in Assassin's Creed, and it's going to be awesome. So I think that's the biggest takeaway. And then, man, seeing him in this suit is just even cooler.
Yeah, so I think he's even producing this himself. Like, he has that much faith in it. Uh-huh. And he plays a character called Callum Lynch, and he discovers he's a descendant of the Secret Assassin Society, and he can relive the adventures of his ancestor, Aguilar, who mm-hmm. we see here in this image, in the 15th century Spain.
Yeah, I think that's the... I mean, that was always the coolest part of Assassin's Creed that I liked, was that this whole, like, memory thing. Like, you can relive ancestors' lives through technology. I just thought that was so cool. It was an awesome science fiction adaptation.
Without time travel.
Yeah, and
I would time travel without time travel.
Yeah, and I would love to see that in a movie, because I like the idea of just this whole assassin, old world feel, but then maybe we get opportunities where we get to cut into the future with like a high-paced thriller with technology. I think that would be cool if we could mash that up.
Yeah, and I think this is the first step in that, and this is a right step in that, and I think, you know, like this isn't going to be just a quick cash in. I don't know if you know this, but Michael Fassbender was in a DC movie adaptation of Jonah Hex. And Jonah Hex kind of sucked. But Michael Fassbender was one of the most entertaining parts of that movie.
Yeah, so, Michael Fassbender, I mean, he's going to be in a Macbeth movie. I mean, this dude's at the top of his game right now, so.
Yeah, and I liked him in Prometheus. He's one of the highlights of Prometheus as well.
I mean, we have nothing but good good news coming out of this. So I'm excited. I think this is going to be cool. And I think we've gone on record saying that video game movies are going to be kind of the next wave underneath the tides of these superhero films.
Yeah. So that also means we're going to get Bourne 5 pretty soon as well.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you knew this. The Bourne Identity movies.
Yeah, I mean, I we've heard a little bit about Bourne 5, but what do we have now?
The production starts next week.
Oh, okay.
In Greece, and ends in Las Vegas, according to Matt Damon.
Yeah, I never saw Bourne 4, you know, because I just thought...
Oh, it's Hawkeye the movie. How did Hawkeye get to be Hawkeye? Because it's Jeremy Renner.
The Bourne trilogy was just awesome. I loved all of those movies. They're so fun, and they're great to watch all in a row. It's like a perfect marathon to watch. I love it. And it just seems weird to make this fourth movie that doesn't really taint the franchise now. But I have not heard good things. But I'm kind of curious how much the fifth movie is going to try to connect to the fourth movie. I don't know.
Well, this one's Matt Damon again. I think this is picks up from the third and won't reference the fourth one nearly as much. The fourth one doesn't even deserve... It's more of a... I don't know how to put it. Again, we used Baker's trilogy before. Yeah. There's three good movies in this fourth one. It doesn't really fit into that... It fits into the mythos, but you can like take it out and not have to watch it.
It's almost kind of like a one-shot. Yeah. Like, hey, we made this little short film that ended up being the length of a whole movie.
Yeah, so, I mean, I would use it like into the Halo games. There's Halo 1, 2, 3, and ODST.
Oh, yeah.
It's a sequel of 3, or it ties into 3, but it's not like you don't have to play ODST to get the whole story. So I think it's like that. And I'm excited for Bourne 5. I'm excited for Matt Damon and I think it's Paul Greengrass to get back to it and see where it goes. I think Matt Damon needs a hit. After watching him in the Elysium, I was kind of disappointed. And I think he needs a comeback other than Scotty doesn't know. So
Elysium looked so good. It looked good. So at least you can take that away. Elysium and Prometheus had a lot in common. It looked beautiful.
Yeah. A movie nobody asked for, XXX 3, starts filming in December with Vin Diesel.
Dude, I had no idea Vin Diesel was so on top of his career right now. Like, I mean, yeah, he's been in the Furious movies, but he is making bank. I think he's one of the highest paid actors right now.
He has to be. But I mean, I didn't know XXX3 people were clamoring for it.
Hey, it's 2015. Anything can come back to life now.
It's true. I mean, the first one, I enjoyed the first one at the time. I was too young to know any better, but I didn't watch the second one.
Nope, I didn't either. And I think people will forgive us.
Yeah, I mean, oh well. Vin Diesel's also the third highest paid actor of 2015.
Man, whew.
Behind Robert Downey Jr. And Jackie Chan. How the fuck is he getting money?
Oh, man, that must be some sort of China money.
I guess. I mean, it's Forbes, so I thought it would just be American. But Jackie Chan got $50 million last year.
I love Jackie Chan. I want a Jackie Chan resurgence. That's what we need.
I like 80s Jackie Chan.
I like
early 90s.
I like all Jackie Chan because even if the movie sucks, at least he's doing really cool fighting choreography. So I watched I watched the Tuxedo.
Oh, man. You lost some points in my book on that one. Well, that's all right. So last thing I want to end on here on news is comic book news.
Okay.
We hardly go into comic book news, but a big series to me right now is Secret Wars, and the main issue was the main series is 8 issues, and it's one of the best things ever. I pick it as my pick every week. It outshines every other book when they release a new one, but they've actually expanded it to 9 simply because there's so much story to tell, and they couldn't cut it out without making it, you know, edit it down back to 8 without making it looking horrible.
Oh, wow.
So they expanded another issue that comes out in December, and that's really exciting for me. Sure, it's more money, but I mean, $5 for another book, I'll take it.
Man, this is a really big event, because I was under the impression Secret Wars was just going to be another summer event, but this is like half of a year.
Yeah, it started in May and ends in December, and there's 9 main issues and 50-plus mini-issues. This is where I get a plug. I was actually on a podcast on Wednesday called Bagged and Bearded from my local comic book store. They asked me to come do it since I buy all the issues. And It was about 2 hours, and I got done like 4 a.m.
Oh man!
So thank God we do ours pretty easily there. But it was really funny. I met the requirements. I'm bearded, so I gotta go on the show, right? So
oh, cool.
That was fun. So I just kind of want to play that. It'll come out next week.
Oh, cool. Yeah, let us know. I want to listen.
Yeah, I'll definitely let you guys know next week and have the link in next week's notes. But I was excited to do another podcast. I like our format a little better, but it was still fun.
Cool.
So I got some user submitted stuff.
Whoa! Okay.
I got two things here. I don't think you're prepared for one of them, but that's okay. So Game Gloss, big fan of ours, writes on our YouTube videos, you know, comments on our iTunes reviews. One of the better iTunes reviews out there, man. So thank you for that. But he gave us his ranking of Marvel Cinematic Heroes.
Okay.
So I'm going to pull up his. He used all of them, and I guess I labeled all of them myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you got top three, Mike. Who's your top three Marvel Cinematic Heroes?
Top three Marvel Cinematic Heroes. I think I always look forward to seeing Cap. So I think Cap might be my number one. Okay. I don't know the other two. I'd have to tinker around. I'd have to think about it. But I can easily say that Cap is my number one.
Okay, so Game Gloss, he gave 11. I'm just gonna read the top five. No offense, guy, but that's quite a bit going on here. Hawkeye's is number one. He's a big Hawkeye fan.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Falcon is a second.
Okay.
War Machine is three. Vision, and then Captain America.
Yeah, Cap, man. Everyone loves Cap.
Yeah. So for me, my ranking, I actually put Nick Fury as number one.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, I like Nick Fury. He's the glue that holds them all together.
And you know what? It's just Sam Jackson. He's the man.
He is. Oh, he started the whole idea of a connected universe. So I got to give him that. Captain America would be, you know, my first actual Avenger, if we go that way. Same as you. Then Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
Vision. Then Thor.
Okay. You put a lot of faith in Vision when we haven't seen much of him.
I do. And again, this is I base it off his Jarvis to Vision appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Jarvis has always been entertaining in all the Iron Man movies.
Mm-hmm.
So if they carry on with that, that'll be awesome.
Okay.
At the bottom of my list is actually Maria Hill in War Machine. just because I think I like Don Cheadle, but War Machine is just a foil to Iron Man in most of his things, rather than much of a help.
Yeah.
So. But that's the rankings. Let us know who your favorite cinematic universe heroes are.
Mm-hmm.
There's 11 or 12 or however many you want to count, if you include Nick Fury and Maria Hill. But let us know. Write in, comment on our videos, whatever. Lastly, I want to give a shout out to Marshall Myers, a guy I worked with at Moby. Texted me this long idea of how the Fantastic Four could fit into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay, like as it currently is, or just starting from the ground up? Okay,
Fitting the Fantastic Four into the Marvel Universe as brand new, but the Marvel Universe stays the same.
Gotcha. How does this shake out?
Okay, so he says that Marvel got Fantastic Four, they have to have the Inhumans introduce the Fantastic Four. Mm-hmm. Rather than the Fantastic Four introducing Inhumans.
Ah, okay.
So, like, there are some unnamed astronauts in space, and something happens to them. So our first intro to them, to the Inhumans, is actually see them saving these astronauts' lives, but they're in comas, so we don't have to delve into them later.
Oh, cool.
So it would have the origin as, you know, they're in space, and they get their powers from space, and the Inhumans save them, because the Inhuman city of Atalan started off on the moon. So,
I like that idea.
And once, you know, after that, they, at the opening of the Marvel's Fantastic Four movie, they wake up and start exhibiting their powers.
I like that idea specifically because I think you need to add some weight to the Inhumans film, because no one knows what Inhumans are, only if they're watching S.H.I.E.L.D. So just the casual moviegoer needs to connect the Inhumans to something more that they may have seen, and people are familiar with the Fantastic Four, so I like that idea.
Yeah, and again, it's just backwards to their actual introduction, because the Inhumans appeared in Fantastic Four 45.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little backwards, and I like that. I like that, Marshall. That's a good one.
Good on you, Marshall.
Yes. So that is it for the show today.
Yeah, man. If you have any more fan theories, send them in.
Yes, or if you want to write any more reviews. We didn't have any new ones to read this week. I was kind of disappointed.
Yeah.
Those entertain me.
Oh, they're so much fun.
Yes, they are. So, I mean, other than that, let's go ahead and get to the end, Mike. Where can they find you if they want to follow you or Periscope you or whatever it is you do these days?
Oh, yeah, we're going to wrap this end of the show up in a tight little bow. So you can find me at Mike Royer Design on Instagram and on Twitter. And you can read my webcomics at pickledcomics.com. This week I got a blog and a comic coming out. So
we haven't had a blog post in a while.
Yeah, it's a busy week. Where can they find you? Because you actually blog on the daily.
I do. You can find me at Valdan on Twitter, VALDAN, or Comic UI. It's been a little slow lately, mostly because this podcast is probably the best source of news, but I'm getting more into it as more stuff comes out, mostly with TV stuff. But ComicUI.com, also on Facebook, ComicUI, or next week's Bagged and Bearded podcast, which is on iTunes. So,
cool.
Yeah. So, what else? If they want to, I mean, this is your part, Mike. You know where Superhero Slate is. I just run the show.
Well, as always, please visit SuperheroSlate.com. That's where you can find us on iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Tumblr, email. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. We're all over the place. If you are on the internet and you have a login to a website, more than likely we are there. So please, if you like the show, go to iTunes, leave us a review. If you want to leave us a comment there, we'll read it. We love giving shout-outs to fans, and it really helps the show. It helps us connect to more listeners. So, yeah, just head on over to the Superhero Slate and just digest us. Just digest the show.
Yeah. My favorite thing on Mike's Periscope the other day was hashtag Superhero Slate just randomly throughout the conversation.
Like it would pick up in some sort of search engine on Periscope.
Yeah. You can't go back and look at old chats on there. They're like, once they're gone, it seemed like. So.
Yeah. So it was a fruitless attempt, but I enjoyed it.
It was fun. I had a good time. So, all right. Well, that's it for the show. We wrapped it up here about a little over an hour, but I'm good. I'm excited for next week.
Yeah, survive. I hear that you might be getting some rain over there in the Midwest, and I will try to survive my heat wave over here on the West Coast.
Yeah, you guys, you live with your drought, and we'll live with too much rain, and we'll be in the middle.
All right. Yeah. All right, bro. See you next week.
See you guys. Bye.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe.